Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
This is the station you turn to first for live team coverage of breaking news. 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. Wichita's number one talk.
Good morning, 8 o'clock. This is the KNSS Morning News with Steve and Ted. I'm Steve McIntosh. Congress still working on a new pandemic relief bill. We have the story.
Kansas counties with mask mandates show a steep decline of COVID-19 cases. I'm Dan O'Neill.
Dr. Roger Marshall comments on his Senate primary victory. I'm Ted Woodward. Those details just ahead.
I'm KNSS meteorologist Ann Holliday. We'll be watching a couple of thunderstorm complexes as they track nearby. They could bring in a few scattered showers with cloud cover this morning. Our full forecast for the rest of the day here in just a few minutes.
More than a week's worth of meetings and still no deal reached between Democrats and White House negotiators on a massive coronavirus stimulus bill.
The White House and Republicans are still trillions of dollars apart from Democrats on how much to spend for the next coronavirus relief bill. Democrats want over $3 trillion to go towards unemployment benefits, food aid, help for renters, and more. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi.
I feel optimistic that there is a light at the end of the tunnel. But how long that tunnel is remains to be seen.
The GOP is looking for just over $1 trillion, while White House Chief of Staff Mark Meadows says talks are slow going.
This is not a fine wine. It doesn't improve with time.
The administration says negotiators are working towards an understanding of the major issues by Friday. In Washington, Jill Nato, Fox News.
Kansas Health Secretary Dr. Lee Norman says the number of COVID-19 hospitalizations and deaths are beginning to trend downward.
Dr. Norman said Wednesday that the Kansas counties that have mask orders are seeing the most improvement.
The counties that have adopted the masks, for the most part, are getting quite good at wearing masks. Businesses are adopting mask requirements in much larger numbers than they have in the past, which, by the way, is a successful business strategy.
He says that the overall statewide numbers of new cases is favorable, but that the reduction in new cases is entirely in the counties requiring masks. Those counties make up about two-thirds of the state's population. Dan O'Neill, KNSS News.
U.S. Representative Roger Marshall was victorious in the Republican primary election Tuesday. He'll advance to run for the U.S. Senate in Kansas in November. Marshall tells KNSS News what he's heard from the people of Kansas while campaigning.
What does the new normal look like? Kansans want their kids back to school. They want to do it in a safe and responsible fashion. They want their American dream back. They want their jobs back. And really, they'd be happy for the federal government just to leave us alone. But we need a strong economy. We need national security, some of those things. But they really just want their American dream back.
Dr. Marshall, a guest with Stephen Ted in the Morning here on KNSS.
Because of the pandemic, Democrats canceled their in-person national convention slated for Milwaukee this month. Fox's Brian Yanis reports.
Vice President Joe Biden will now address the nation and accept the Democratic nomination via video from his home state in Delaware. After ongoing consultation with public health officials and experts, the DNC concluded convention speakers should no longer travel to Milwaukee, quote, in order to prevent risking the health of our host community, as well as the convention's production team, security officials, community partners, media, and others necessary to orchestrate the event. Biden's in-person convention speech would have been an opportunity to counter critics who not only claim Biden is hiding from scrutiny, but also who question his cognitive abilities.
The convention will be held virtually for 2 hours each night during the course of 4 days.
A Wichita man has been formally charged in the killing of his nephew. 57-year-old David Staley is charged with voluntary manslaughter in connection with the August 2nd stabbing of 34-year-old Ryan Spate. Wichita police say Spate and Staley live in the same house. Police say there was a party at the home and an argument occurred between Staley and Spate. And during the argument, Staley stabbed Spate, causing his fatal injuries. Staley is due back in court August 13th. KNSS News Time now, 8:04, 4 minutes past 8 o'clock.
Just a few minutes away from checking in with Kansas City Chiefs training camp with Chiefs play-by-play voice, Mitch Holtis, just a few minutes.
The latest COVID-19 numbers for Kansas. That story coming up on the KNSS Morning News with Steve and Ted. The KNSS Morning News with Steve and Ted, now 8:08. 8 minutes past 8 o'clock here on a Thursday morning. Sedgwick County Health Department says there have been 4,723 COVID-19 cases reported in the county. And the county's coronavirus-related deaths now number 43. State Health Department reports 29,717 COVID-19 cases in the state of Kansas, with 371 COVID-related deaths.
Social media outlets are taking action against President Trump concerning his comments about kids and COVID-19.
For the first time, Facebook has taken down a video clip posted by President Trump. It came from an interview he did on Fox and Friends Wednesday.
Children are almost, and I would almost say definitely, but almost immune from this disease.
To that, a Facebook spokesperson said this video includes false claims that a group of people is immune from COVID-19. The same clip was also shared by the Trump campaign, Team Trump, on Twitter. A spokesperson from Twitter told Fox News the tweet is in violation of rules on COVID-19 misinformation, and the tweet needs to be removed before they can tweet again. In Washington, Jill Nato, Fox News.
The oil will continue following in flowing, that is, inside a controversial pipeline.
A federal appeals court has reversed a judge's order that initially shut down the Dakota Access Pipeline, pending an extensive environmental review. The higher court siding with the pipeline owner, Energy Transfer, to allow the oil to keep moving. However, the ruling was not entirely a win for backers of the Dakota Access Pipeline. The appeals court declined to halt the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers' planned environmental review. Earlier, construction of the pipeline led to often violent protests near the Standing Rock Sioux Reservation. Tom Graham, Fox News.
KNSS News Time now, 8:10, 10 minutes past 8 o'clock.
This morning, the Kansas Turnpike once again announcing that the K-Tag lane at K-96 closed for some maintenance out there. Again, the toll booth itself in that lane is actually still open, but you can't go through the K-Tag lane there at K-96. Traffic update, 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. I'm Jed Chambers.
And let's take a look at the forecast this morning with KNSS staff meteorologist Dan Holliday. Good morning, Dan.
Good morning. We're watching two areas of scattered showers and thunderstorms, one to the west of us, another to the north, and they could bring in some clouds and a few showers early on. It'll be breezy and warmer today with a high 88. Another round of thunderstorms possible after midnight, our low 74, sunny, windy, and 94 on Friday afternoon. I'm KNSS meteorologist Ann Holliday.
Now mostly cloudy, 70 degrees. We have a south wind at 12 miles per hour. Steve and Ted in the morning, and yesterday's high temperature, 87 degrees, normal high 92. And Ted, I've been watching this the KNSS Weather Center radar this morning, and that area of showers out to the west is just creeping in our direction. I mean, it's just now, if you can picture this in your mind, it's just now entering the western part of Pratt County. So it's got to go through Pratt County and then Kingman County, this area, it finally reached south central Kansas in the Wichita area. So it's going to be a while, it looks like. And that other one, that other area of showers up right over Manhattan and moving to the east over toward Topeka. Otherwise, pretty much, we've got some cloud cover. That's about it. All right, KNSS News Time now, 8:12, 12 minutes past 8 o'clock. Steve at 10 in the morning, 98.7 and 1330 KNSS, Wichita's number one talk. And with us this morning is our good friend Mitch Holtis, Ted.
Live from training camp in Kansas City, Mitch Holtis. Good morning, Mitch.
Good morning, Theodore. Good morning, Stephen. We keep moving closer. We're rolling.
Yeah, day by day, of course. Every team in the NFL is not preparing for preseason games like they usually would be at this time. For everybody's preparing for opening day.
And our opening day is the opening day of opening day. As the defending world champion, you get to open the season at home. And we'll do that against the Houston Texans on September the 10th, Lord willing. But, yeah, we're headed there. And actually, today, I'm kind of excited. We're going to do a live stream from the practice fields are at Arrowhead. First time we've done that. And we'll be on at 3 o'clock today live on the Chiefs Facebook page. or the YouTube page. And again, that'll be a Facebook live stream or YouTube live. So we're kind of fired up about that.
Yeah, and of course, one of the great features of training camp usually is that fans have great access to the team and players, kind of an up-close look at what's going on, and that's not there this year. So doing it virtually is going to have to do.
It's one of the things I hate about missing camp this year in St. Joe. And first of all, it's like been a rite of passage to be on with you guys every morning, and you'll hear the horn sound and you'll hear the fans congregate, but it's the kids. The last couple of years, because of the popularity of the team going to new levels and because of Patrick Mahomes, kids have come from everywhere, and I mean 10 and below. They were just all over the place, and it was heartwarming to see it and knowing because they've done studies on this, that you choose your team for life at 9 or 10 years old. And so a lot of lifelong Chiefs fans will have that experience of St. Joe throughout their lives. They're not going to get it this year. It's really sad for me to think that all those kids don't have that August experience in St. Joe looking at their favorite team.
So how will your presentation be on this? Will you be there, a shot of you on the screen explaining what the drills are? We have people on as guests. How are you going to take us behind the scenes a little bit? How are you going to present this?
Yeah, Matt Rowland is a guy that I work with 65TPT, is our in-house production. We're basically going to give you shots of practice. And then we will talk about some of the issues, but just some of the priorities and walk you through, because we're going to do this from time to time. We're going to do another one on Sunday. Again, you can go to the Chiefs Facebook page or their YouTube page, and it'll be live right there for you to watch. But we're going to do all of that, Steve. We'll get into some of the key issues that face this team specifically as it pertains to COVID. Some of the things we've touched on with you guys in these morning reports, but we'll drill down deeper in some other areas, and including how the Chiefs are coping in this environment.
Well, somebody wants to find out how the big league practice goes and so forth. That sounds like that's going to be very, very educational, what you're trying to do there.
Yeah, it is. It'll be fun to watch it. People can do it from work. Just tell the boss you got to go on potty break. Or if you're working from home, you can, I'll put my screen over here.
Yeah, right.
But we'll have a bunch of Wichita folks watch us today just because Wichita's crazy about the Chiefs. The other big thing today, and we'll discuss it because we're going to go on the air. We'll be on the stream at 3 o'clock, and that is the deadline. This is a big day because the deadline is 3 o'clock Central, 4 Eastern, for players opting out of this season. The NFL is allowing players, mainly because of COVID, in particular if they're at high risk, if they're diabetic or they've had asthmatic issues, to opt out of the season. And the Chiefs have had two to this point. And both are prominent players. Damian Williams, the Super Bowl 54 hero, run to immortality was my call. And then the Canadian doctor, Laurie Duvernay-Tardif.
And, of course, many NFL teams have had guys drop out, but you got a couple of starters that have opted out for the Chiefs so far this season. And that will have an impact, even though the Chiefs are deep, and we know they are. But when you're losing starters, that's a hole to fill.
Yeah, and running back is probably the biggest one. Laurie Duvernay-Tardif, we'll talk about that void later next week, actually. And I'll talk about what the competition is at that specific spot. But two reasons people want to know about what are you going to do without Damian Williams is, one, his productivity, particularly in the playoffs the last 2 years. And then mainly the big reason is, do I take Clyde Edwards-Helaire, the Chiefs' number one draft pick, as my RB1 in my fantasy draft? I mean, let's get real here. People want to know what the two to take in their fantasy draft. But with Clyde Edwards-Helaire, amazing player at LSU in his last year and a half, but everybody thinks, bingo, he's going to be an automatic NFL player. And we all know that that's usually not the case. You have to kind of ease your way into it. Although Clyde Edwards-Helaire is a Darren Sproles clone. He looks like the former K-State star Darren Sproles, who just completed a great career in the National Football League. But for Clyde Edwards-Helaire, one thing, he's got talent. He had high productivity on that LSU National Championship team, and his biggest games were in the biggest games against the biggest opponents. But he's also a fast learner. He has adapted to this virtual world. In the summer, he's been all over it and trying to get up to speed as fast as he can.
I feel absolutely comfortable being able to. We did installs before everybody had the online installs, and I was able to run routes and do things from our playbook beforehand. So coming in, ultimately, my thing is just to learn. You know, I have a lot of guys that's vets in the room and guys who've been here that I can absolutely learn from and pick their brain. So I have that at my disposal, and I'm just here to be a team player.
I love the fact that with the Chiefs, you can bring in a guy like this and he can assimilate and be part of another weapon in the quiver, rather than maybe having to go to a team that's bad and just be a workhorse from day one coming out of college. He's going to have the luxury of trying to fit in and being another cog.
Andy Reid has never taken the so-called bell cow running back, and that's what we've got. The closest thing was Kareem Hunt in 2018. But Andy just doesn't usually do that. And so he'll have Darrell Williams. We'll get into that, too. He's got some help there. He's got some help with the Tulsa Flash, Darwin Thompson. We signed DeAndre Washington from the Raiders. And he was the college teammate of Mahomes. So this won't be all on his plate. And then to your point, he is surrounded by some of the best players in the NFL. Well, you got Tyreek Hill and Travis Kelce and Mecole Hardman and Sammy Watkins. So, yeah, he doesn't have to do it all by himself. And that will give him a chance to have even more success.
Well, when it comes to back to the opting out, when it comes to a player, what if they have somebody in their home who's obviously – health-wise, is not in good shape, and they're vulnerable. I mean, the player could take that home to them. I mean, does that have any impact on what they're thinking?
Yeah, no, it's the exact case of Damian Williams here, because his mother's been diagnosed with stage 4 cancer, and so she's at risk. And the players were compensated. There's listed as high-risk players, and then players who don't have the precondition up. You're thinking, how does an NFL player play with their asthmatic? Well, there's way more players than you realize that play this game that are asthmatic or they're type 1 diabetic. And so it would stun you how many players play in this game with those two conditions. So there's that. But then there's also the concern about their families and potentially picking up the virus at practice or traveling and then taking it home to their families. That's the other piece of this opt-out, and you've seen a lot of players do that. So it's interesting to study. It's almost on a case-by-case basis. There's now over 60 players that have opted out. I think there'll be a few more. There's prominent players. The New England Patriots have 8 guys.
Whoa.
And many of those, Steve, are prominent players who are opting out this season for various reasons. So, yes, I mean that's today's big news, because when we go on the air, or on the air, I keep saying that, but when we're doing our live streaming at 3:00, that's the deadline. I mean, we'll know if the Chiefs have any more opt outs by that time.
Yeah,
catch the live stream at 3:00 this afternoon and get your up close look at what's going on in Chiefs training camp, beyond the great information we get every morning with Mitch Holtis here on Steve and Ted in the Morning.
Hey, and a big thank you to American Ag Credit. Gosh, those guys have been so good over the years, you know.
Well, and Greg Reno will be one of those at 3:00. He'll go, hey, I'm just stepping out for a second.
Yeah, right.
He'll have his laptop right there or his tablet. But honestly, seriously, they're amazing there. And they've been really superb in the last 4 to 5 months, because in the world of agriculture, this has brought about uncertainty both internally and externally. And they've been, man, I just can't tell you how good they are. So check them out at agloan.com. But they're for real. That's the best thing I can tell you about them.
All right, Mitch, shall we chat again tomorrow morning from training camp?
Let's do it.
Yeah, we shall. And we're going to go, I think, back to the defensive side of the ball and where the Chiefs actually could be much, much better in 2020.
All right, we'll look forward to that tomorrow. Have a great day, okay, Mitch. We'll talk to you tomorrow morning, all right?
Thank you, Theodore. Thank you, Stephen.
Thank you, Mitch. Of course, our daily chats from training camp brought to you by American Ag Credit.
8:22 now. Keep it here for the Hannity Morning Minute. Is the media protecting Biden during the pandemic? That's coming up. Steve and Ted in the Morning on KNSS.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL Draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.